You want to tell me your secrets because I used to be a singer in a band? Yes, he said, though not because you used to be a singer in a band specifically. Because you are, by virtue of having been a popular singer, never that popular, you already constitute a part of the historical record, however small you might prefer to see it. I've just checked the number of your Google hits and read your Wikipedia entry. By inviting you to witness what we intend to do, I will be using you, in effect, as a sort of time capsule. You will become the fireplace brick behind which I leave an account, though it will be your account, of what we do here. She looked at him. The scary thing is, I think you're serious. I am, but I want you to understand the price before you agree. Who says I'm agreeing? If you're to witness history, Hollis, you necessarily become a part of that which you witness. Am I free to write about what I might see? Of course, he said. Although by freely agreeing to accompany us, in the eyes of the law, you probably become an accessory. More seriously, though, the person we are about to interfere with is powerful and has every reason to suppress knowledge of what you'd witness. But that will be your business, if you agree to go with us. And if I don't? We will have someone take you to another location and keep you there until we're gone. That will complicate things for us, as it means moving Bobby and his equipment, since you already know about this place, but that should be no concern of yours. Should you choose that option, you won't be harmed in any way. Blindfolded, but not harmed. The man from the alley, she saw, had closed the long case and had been joined, further down the second long table, by the dark-haired boy. I don't see why you have any reason to trust my end of that, she said. Why would you trust me not to call the police as soon as I'm free? I was trained, he said, by the government organization of which I was a member, to assess character very quickly. My work involved making crucial personnel decisions, often literal snap judgments, under extremely difficult conditions. He stood up. For that matter, she said, looking up at him, why should I believe you? You won't betray our agreement, should we reach one, he said, because you simply aren't the type. By the same token, you'll trust us. Because, in fact, you already do. He turned then, walked over to the man from the alley, and began a quiet conversation. She heard the scratching of a cigarette lighter as Bobby, on the floor, fired up a Marlboro. Where would Bobby sleep, she wondered, without his grid lines? Then noticed, just in front of the old man's chair, a thin, dusty blue, perfectly straight line, the kind produced with carpenter's chalk and a taut string. Then saw another, crossing the first at right angles.